ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Goes to the right now. It's with Millie Elliott. Right up the centre she goes. Good charging run for Millie Elliott. Caught 10 metres in Queensland territory.
8 months ago, Millie Elliott welcomed a baby girl into the world. On Thursday night, she'll represent New South Wales in Game 1 of State of Origin. The last time Elliott played rugby league at the highest level was the 2024 Grand Final, 18 months ago. It was always the plan to step away, start a family, and come back to the game she loves. But how has she managed it? What went into the decision-making? And is she ready to return to work in the toughest arena rugby league has to offer? We ask her. I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily. Millie Elliott is a prop for the Sydney Roosters and is preparing to make her return to the Origin Arena on Thursday night for New South Wales. Millie, you became a mother in September last year. Firstly, how is baby Gigi?
She is amazing. Seven and a half months now. So she's just growing more and more every day and just becoming alive in her own little person. So, yeah, I am so blessed. Very, very lucky.
A lot of people talk about parenthood changing their perspective on life and changing their priorities and that sort of thing. How have you found it, sort of the transition from elite athlete to mother and now both of those things?
It's quite an adjustment, but I find that, you know, as a part-time athlete for us in NRLW, as rugby league players and as women, you know, you've got to juggle a lot of things on the side anyways.
We might need to check. Are there two number 10s out there, Alana, for New South Wales? Because Millie Boyle has been everywhere in the second half.
So the adjustment has been not too bad, I guess. I've got a great support system around me. My husband is incredible. I've moved to Sydney as well to make that a lot easier. Not as much travel as I was doing before. So it's been a little bit different in the fact that you can't train with your team. You just got to train by yourself and within your limitations. But I've just been lucky that I've always enjoyed what I've been doing and working on the outside of work in the media as well. So I've been able to still uphold that and be included in rugby league, even though I was pregnant and coming back postpartum.
Was it a difficult decision not to have Gigi, of course, but to choose a time that would work for your career and also motherhood?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when you think of time, it's never going to be the right time. If you look at an ideal career, especially in sport, it's ideal for men because they don't have to take any time off and you can still have your family, but that's obviously not the case with us. So there's never the right timing. I think for me, I was really content and I wanted to be able to come back from Gigi and not have her, I guess, too late in my career. It was a challenge that I wanted to set for myself and I wanted her to be a part of, you know, footy. She probably won't remember it, obviously, growing up, but by the time I retire, which won't be too far down the track, it's nice that I was able to have Gigi a part of that.
Definitely brings inspiration for a lot of girls also wanting to maybe step out one day and have a baby and come back. I think we've seen a lot within the NRLW now doing it, and then Millie's coming back and playing at the highest level within the game. So, yeah, it's incredible. I think we hadn't seen it for a very long time and now there's a lot of people doing it, and it makes, you know, all of us see that, you know, you can still do that, be a mum and then come back and play at a really high level in sports. So, yeah, they're doing incredible things, those girls.
What went into the decision-making process?
Probably, you know, we've got great support now around the NRLW. We have multi-year contracts, which, you know, not too long ago we were signing six-month contracts at a time, so season to season. There's no security there. And for me as well, I've always wanted to be a mum and to start a family, and I'm really content with what I've been able to do in footy and the teams that I've been a part of. So whether I was to come back or not, it wasn't too much of into my decision. I really was looking forward to that next chapter, and if I was able to come back, it was just more so about myself and wanting to start a family and, yeah, being content with where I was at.
Was there a moment in the last 18 months or so that you were out of the game where you wondered whether you would get back to playing footy?
There's definitely some early days postpartum where you think, how the hell am I? Like, what, I was watching the girls play footy and I thought, oh, my God, that looks painful, you know, just the hits and the fitness and the up and down and, you know, the week-to-week stuff. And then also priorities have to shift.
Millie Boyle, all heart. big run.
You know, you have to be quite selfish to be an athlete, and you have to spend a lot of time away from your family, whether that's trainings, late night, physios, rehab. You know, there's so much that goes into that. So I've been so lucky that my mum has actually moved in with my husband and I, so that my husband also plays NRL. So it's not like it's a predictable, easy schedule to move around. So she's moved in for this season to make it a bit more seamless, and so that we can both get the training and playing that we need in.
Has anything surprised you about your own capabilities coming back to footy?
I feel like I'm just very lucky to have the great support around me. I was, you know, from not only from the Roosters and the whole support team staff, all of the staff there, my teammates as well. They're just, it's not like I've got two boxes where I've got my family in one and footy in another. They're really combined for me, and my teammates, they're so supportive and they love Gigi. I can bring her into training, I can have her around the group, and it's like two worlds colliding, I guess, which is really nice. I've always known that I've had those people that made that transition easier. So I wouldn't say I've been surprised. I'm just very lucky that I've had that, and to have that training all the way through as well.
There she is again, with the absence of Samaima Taupa with that shoulder injury. She's certainly stepped up, Millie Boyle.
How did you go being out of the game? What kind of a footy watcher are you?
I'm quite a stressful footy watcher. I didn't miss a game, whether I was watching at home or I was on the sidelines or I was working or I was in the stands. I was always watching, didn't miss a game. So it's very different to being, you definitely miss it. You want to be able to help and contribute in a way that you're used to, but it's nice, you can appreciate it from afar. So yeah, definitely prefer playing, but it's a nice change.
Most people, if they're coming back from an injury or time away from the game, they might try and, you know, ease themselves back in, maybe a resi's game here and there, maybe some managed minutes. Not you. First game back straight into Origin with a team defending the Shield. How are you feeling about that?
Definitely no easy task, that's for sure. And it's a shame that we don't get to play any footy before Origin, but that's just the way it is at the moment. We're lucky that we've got three games, that we've got an actual Origin series. So that's been, you know, the biggest thing that we can have. One day in the future we'll get some games earlier, but we've had quite a decent training block leading into the Origin series, and we've played games against each other, even though that it's not quite the same. And I was also lucky enough to go over to Vegas earlier in the year and play in the Nines competition with the Roosters, which is so different. Nines is like a whole different kettle of fish. So, yeah, just good exposure back in, and I feel like I have eased my way in, but Origin's just a whole new beast, and it goes up another level, even to NRLW.
The 2024 NRLW Grand Final underway. And the Roosters start with the ball in their hands and Elliot to bring it back.
I guess in a sense, you know, I haven't played footy in like 18 months, but not many people have played in the last 6 months anyway. So kind of all back to square one, I guess. That's how I'm telling myself to get through it.
What does it mean to you to have been picked after 18 months out of the game for a New South Wales Origin side?
It's such a massive honour. This is a winning, like you said, a winning team from last year who won the series, and they played exceptional, absolutely dominating the first two games, and got the job done. So I knew that I had my work cut out for me, and I just chipped away day by day. As soon as I was able to, you know, I think I started getting back into things 3 to 4 weeks postpartum, doing what I could. Obviously not tackling or running or anything crazy, but just to make sure that I was back and ready, fit. And, you know, it's like overcoming a significant injury when you're coming back postpartum. There's a lot of prehab and exercises and rehab and physios that you have to see. And yeah, I'm lucky enough that, like I said, I've had that support, and I've been able to get back to here and feeling really fit and confident.
Millie Boyle onto it, and she's going to be stopped.
Change over here.
Origin is obviously such a different beast, and you know, you've mentioned you've been in camp for the last sort of 6 weeks or so. What's the build up been like mentally, physically, to be back in that elite environment?
It's incredible. There's every player in here, and every player that, you know, gets selected in the squad, are so elite, and Origin's the pinnacle of our game. So we're seeing the best of the best come into play, and I feel like we've got the best players in New South Wales as well. So I feel like our squad is really hard to get picked into, let alone the team. So to come back in and just have, not only great athletes, but really great people who all really work hard and want success is it's infectious to be around. So you've all got that hunger to win and to compete, but you're also really great friends. And we've been, there's been a big core group of this team who have been together for the past 5-6 years now. So it's really special to all be here together.
Who are you most looking forward to playing with? There's a few debutants, a few fresh faces around both groups, but for New South Wales, who are you most looking forward to suiting up with?
Yeah, well, I've outside of my Roosters teammates, because I love playing alongside them, Ellie Johnston, she's my roommate, and she played prop last year, and we're both starting in the middle this year together, and we haven't played together, so I've always admired her and played against her, and she's such a weapon within her own self, so looking forward to playing with her.
She's caught five out right in front of the left upright, played to Varen, goes right, Ellie Johnston, she powers away over to score, Ellie Johnston! The front row on debut scores!
Tegan Berry, she'll be coming off the bench, and we don't even know where she'll end up and how many minutes she'll play or what position she'll play, but I know that whenever she gets her opportunity, it's been a long time coming for her. She's worked really hard and she's such a great player and, you know, softly spoken, but she knows how to play footy, and so looking forward to playing alongside her. And one other, sorry, is Tiana Panattani-Grey, who is playing her first ever game of second row in Origin 1. So she's played every position but, and she's just been absolutely killing it. So I can't wait to play alongside her.
It's going to be really exciting. Do you feel ready to get back to play footy and particularly play Origin?
It's a big question. I feel like I am, but I guess we'll see on Thursday night. But no, I am. It's a part of who I am. It's what I love to play footy. I've been thinking about, as athletes, we think about our sport every day, and that's been something that I've been carrying with me. So big reason to want to get out there on Thursday. The girls had won the Shield last year. It's not going to be an easy feat. Haven't won in Newcastle yet, and I've got my little Gigi girl in the stands watching.
Well, you'll have a good luck charm there on Thursday. Thanks so much for your time and good luck against the Maroons.
So much for your time. Up the Blues.
Headlines. In men's rugby league, the Papua New Guinea Chiefs have made their first signing, with Alex Johnston set to join when they enter the competition in 2028. Johnston is the NRL's all-time leading try scorer and will remain at the Rabbitohs until the end of the 2027 season before heading to PNG. Rabbitohs teammate Bronson Garlick spoke today about how the group took the news when Johnston told them this morning.
Yeah, he must be wanting that tax-free money, I think. No, he told us this morning, so yeah, very excited for him. Obviously, he's doing what he can for his family, and obviously he's PNG, so for him to get over there and finish his career off, I guess, is pretty good for him.
AFL and Melbourne have parted ways with CEO Paul Guerra just 7 months into the role. Guerra was involved in the appointment of head coach Stephen King, who currently has the Demons inside the top four with a 5-2 start to the season. At St Kilda, coach Ross Lyon has apologised for a comment that offended some of their Indigenous players inside the club, saying, "It didn't land where it should have landed, and I have to wear that, and I take full responsibility for what I said." A number of players who've been coached by Lyon, both past and present, have come out on social media in defence of the coach since the incident became public. And in the IPL, Josh Hazlewood has put on a bowling clinic, taking 4-12, and alongside bowling partner Bhuvneshwar Kumar had the Delhi Capitals 6-8. Hazlewood took 2 wickets with his first 2 balls, and the Capitals could only manage 75 runs from their innings.
Not much, Carters. That's it. It's all done and dusted here for the Delhi Capitals. 4th wicket for Hazlewood. And the home side have been rock and roll for 75 here.
With the Royal Challengers Bangalore chasing that down inside 7 overs. I'm Poppy Penny and this is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Declan Byrne. Thanks to Channel 9 and Fox Sports for the extra audio used in this episode.